It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. Is here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Welcome to the Amber May Show. I am really excited about today's show because it's not every day that I open up the phone lines. And today I'm going to be opening the phone lines for you to call in for whatever you guys want to talk about personally or to add to the conversation that will get started until you call in. And also it's going to be an opportunity that if you've ever been blessed by this program for you to call in and let me know that you're going to support this show and be a part of the Amber May Show. And because I need support, I'm doing this all by myself. I don't have corporate backing. I don't have a church backing, and times are getting tough and I may have to cut my airtime in half. So I'm hoping I don't have to do that. And I'm believing in faith God will provide. So if you feel led today to also call in for a donation, that'd be great. Or if you want to call in and just let me know what you think about the program, if you're a longtime listener or if it's your first time today. Really, this show is about you. And the call-in number today is 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. I am joined today by my family. I'm very excited. I don't get to see my family very often. We're pretty spread out. And my sister Susie is a student at U of A, so she's down in Tucson. And I can't believe it because I'm a sun devil. She's a wildcat. How did that happen? I don't know. So for the rest of our lives, we're going to be rivals, but it's all right. Only during football season, right, Susie?
That's right. Okay. Thanks for having us on your show today.
I also have my sister, Grace. She's a hairstylist. She also is a student at the Central of Arizona College, right?
Yep, that's it.
And she also is a hairstylist, and hopefully someday she's going to have her own little rent booth in a salon so you can get your hair done by her. She's awesome. She's really good. I'm very proud of her. She just graduated high school last year, and she already has a career doing as a hairdresser, so I'm very proud of her. And then I have my mother, Yvonne. She has been on the program before. She's helped me out with the story of Daniel. A couple months ago, we had a series of Daniel, what we could learn from him. So welcome, Mom, Yvonne.
Hi, Amber May.
So the subject I'm thinking of bringing up today is when you get bad news, what do you share with people, or what should you say versus what you shouldn't say? And the call-in number today is 602-296-3632. 602-296-3632. So let's say you got bad news, you lost your job. What would be helpful to hear versus what would be unhelpful? Or if you got diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and you're trying to break it to your family, what would be hurtful to you? What would be helpful? Or if you're like me, I recently had a miscarriage, and I tried to be very professional in the air, and maybe you guys didn't catch it. I'm hoping you didn't, but I'm sharing that with you today, that's what happened to me, and I want to share some things from a lady who had a miscarriage, and maybe you're one of them. What are some things that are helpful to say to that, and what are things that aren't? And for those of us who haven't walked in your shoes, particularly if you've lost a job or you've had a bad diagnosis, it's going to be hard for us to understand what would be good and helpful versus not good and helpful. So give us your opinion on, or things that would bother you or not bother you, be helpful, or any other comments that you may have. And I have a caller. I'm so thankful. Then again, the number 602-296-3632. Ralph, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Amber May.
Hi, Ralph.
How are you?
Are you a first-time listener?
No, I've listened on and off several times.
What do you think of the program?
I like it.
Thank you. You know, for me, because I work here, I want to share to all the radio listeners, if you particularly care for a program, it's such an encouragement to the radio show host. If you let them know, because there's no way of us knowing how many are listening at a time. And it gives us such an encouragement because it's not easy to come up with a radio program every week. So thank you, Ralph. I appreciate you for listening on a regular basis. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say when bad news comes, a lot of people want to just go into denial and deny that it's actually happening. And I think it's important to accept it as, like, for example, if it was a health issue, it may be a medical, the report that comes back may be a medical fact, but there's a higher truth that that's in place that says by his stripes ye were healed, past tense.
I agree.
And to try to focus on that, you know, to accept the fact that, okay, there is a health issue here, and now it's time to get in faith believing that, you know, the price for my healing's already been paid, and I just need to receive it by faith.
Yeah. I agree with that, and it brings the story of the woman with the issue of blood. She went to physicians over and over again, got treatment over and over again, and it just got worse. But her faith is what made her well. That's what Jesus said. It's your faith, woman, that made you well, because she believed so much what the stories of Jesus were in all of the places he was going, and everyone was hearing about this Jesus that was a healer. And her faith, because she believed that this man called Jesus could heal her. If she just touched him, she would be healed. And because of that strong of faith, that's what happened. And unfortunately, I think we are sometimes, the word's not coming to mind, but we're so jaded, maybe that might be appropriate, that we don't really listen to the faith, or don't grow the faith that was the size of a mustard seed into what we have, or what we should have as the size of a mountain, because the Bible says God's given us each a measure of faith. Is that not true?
That's right. All you need to do is work the faith you already got.
Well, thank you so much, Ralph, for calling in. I appreciate it. You're a blessing to me, and thanks for the comments. I totally appreciate it.
Thanks, Ralph.
I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay.
What you said about the woman touching the hem of his garment, If you read the rest of the story, Jesus asked, who touched me?
That's true.
People act like God's sitting up in heaven deciding who gets healed and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But according to that story, he didn't even know who got healed. It was the person who released their faith that got healed.
And I think we're in the mindset that we can't really be healed, versus like just listening to the doctor and, okay, this is what it is, and whatever he can do for us, then we'll be healed or not, versus believing in God and saying, you know, he can heal us whether the doctor says yes or no.
And that was my sister Grace, and that was a great comment.
Thanks.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Ralph, for calling in. I so appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have another caller on the line. I think this is, if I read it correctly, Candace. Candace, are you on the line?
Hi, Amber.
Hi, are you a first-time listener?
Actually, no, I've been listening for quite some time now. I really enjoy your show, and I'm really glad to hear that, you know, right now you're still at the half-an-hour mark.
Well, thank you. Right now, and it'd be great if I could expand, but with my budget right now, getting a half-an-hour is really hard. So I want to thank you for being a listener, and thank you for enjoying the program. That's an encouragement to me, so I appreciate
Absolutely. I'm actually calling for a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to pledge to help support your show a little bit.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. In addition to that, you know, I really absolutely can understand the whole bad news piece and getting stuck in the worldly mindset. The biggest thing for me, if I ever hear bad news, I want just basically somebody to support me, somebody to be there. And the best thing I ever have gotten in bad news is I'm praying for you.
You know what? I think that speaks boldly with a lot of women. I think that's the beat of a lot of women. Don't they just want the support a lot of times when they're talking to people? Isn't that why we, you know, gather together us women and share our intimate thoughts, where guys, it would take years for them, you know, before they get past the sports scores to share things on a personal level? So
absolutely.
I totally agree with you. Candace, thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you for your pledge. Without support, it's going to be hard for me to keep going. So that is a blessing in itself. So thank you so much, Candace.
Absolutely. I have to support what I believe in, and I love your show.
Aww.
Thanks, Candace.
Thank you.
And we have another caller. And if you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking about things that would help us versus hurt us. So I had a miscarriage, and Pete, we're going to get to you in just a second, but I recently had a miscarriage, and a lot of people don't know what to say to someone who says, you know, they lost their child. They're so excited. They spread the news, how happy they are they're going to have a baby. So what do you say to someone who's telling you they're not going to have the baby, that it's going to be with the Lord? And one thing I want to share is the husband who is a part of this, you know, he is just as sad as the wife. So let's remember him too when we're asking about how you're doing, because a lot of times the guy gets left behind or thought of secondary, and it's really important to think about the guy and ask him how he's doing, because he's just as much part of it, and he wants the baby just as much as the mom wants the baby. So one thing that will be helpful, and this is just a piece of it because I want to take Pete's call, is ask the man how he's doing and how people can help him as well as help the woman. And another piece of advice from my perspective is it's best at the time not to ask too many questions. Did the doctor do this? Did the doctor do that? Now, everyone's trying to do the best they can because everyone wants to figure out why this is happening. But unfortunately, we're not going to always know why. And no one means to hurt the person who's giving the bad news. But sometimes that's not necessarily the best course of action to take at the time. It would be more of the supporting role, like Candace said, which I'm glad she brought that up. Like, what can I do for you? So on that note, if you want to call in 602-296-3632, you can send pledges to help me stay on the air. Or you can talk about whatever's on your heart. If you want to add to the conversation, you can. Or if there's something on your heart, please call in 602-296-3632. Pete, welcome to the program.
Hi, Amber May.
Hey, are you a first-time listener?
Actually, I listen every week.
You do?
Wow. Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. This is such... You don't understand how much of a blessing it is, because I don't get that much feedback. And today I've been blessed to have three callers call in and let me know that they listen to the program.
Yeah, I really like it when you do those Bible theater shows.
Oh, thanks. You know, I have a good time making them. And, you know, I was lucky because my mom helped me with one. And some of the guys here at work helped me with some. And some of friends helped me with some. So thank you for that.
Yeah, those are awesome. Those are really cool.
Well, what's on your heart?
What's on my heart is you said that you might have to cut back your show time a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to call in and pledge $20 a month to your show.
Wow. Yay. Amazing.
Thank you. That's such a blessing.
Gosh.
And that's something I'm going to do every month, and I'm going to stick to it and make it a point to make sure that I don't forget.
Oh, wow.
Pete.
And I'd like to encourage your listeners to do the same, to just actually take a step of faith and plant a seed in your ministry, because the Lord will reward them for planting the seed.
That is so helpful.
Oh, you guys, I'm kind of overwhelmed. I just didn't realize how great of a response I would get today. I was kind of nervous that no one would call in, to be honest with you. I've done call-in shows before and not a lot of response. So I am very thankful for you, Pete. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, Amber, I also wanted to ask you about your sister who does hair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is she single?
Oh, gosh. I get that a lot, actually.
And she's cute.
She is single?
Yeah, she is single, and she's cute.
Oh, because I'm looking for a wife who can cut hair.
Get some free haircuts, huh?
Nice, Pete. Lovely.
Well, she's looking for a husband who can cook, so.
Yeah. Oh, trade for a trade.
I can cook.
Well, thank you so much, Pete, for calling in.
Okay, thank you, Amber.
So I have my sisters with me, Susie, Grace, and my mother, Yvonne. And we're going to come back in just a second. The call number is 602-296-3632. Tell me what's on your mind. I want to hear from you.
Don't go away. Amber May will be right back.
If you're looking to create a website, then look no further. I have partnered up with GoDaddy.com to get you a discount on hosting domain names, as well as other products or services. GoDaddy is the world's largest domain name registrar, and GoDaddy delivers the highest quality customer service by listening to their customers. Receive 20% off your hosting when you use promo code AMS20H. You can also receive .com domain names for $7.49 when you use the promo code AMS3. To find more discounts for GoDaddy.com, please visit my website, AmberMayShow.com. Remember, for 20% off your hosting, use promo code AMS20H or AMS3 to receive .com domain names for only $7.49.
PerfectMatch.com is a recognized leader in online dating and the only online dating service to offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. Visit PerfectMatch.com/Amber to receive 2 months free when you purchase 2 months. That's PerfectMatch.com/Amber. This is the Amber May Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Amber May Show today. This show is about you guys today. The call in number is 602-296-3632. I had some great callers. Thank you, Ralph, for calling in. Thank you, Candace, for calling in. And Pete, thank you, Pete, for calling in. And I have my family here with me today. And recently, I had lost a baby. I had a miscarriage. And I just thought to throw it out, what would be a helpful thing to say to someone who gets bad news? Maybe you lost your job, or you're losing your house, or you just found out you have cancer. What is something helpful people can do for you versus what would be more harmful? Another example in my situation would be making sure you let the lady and the father know, the mother and the father know, that it wasn't their fault that they lost the baby. I mean, God is the giver and taker of life. It's in His hands. It's nothing that mother could have done in most cases to prevent the loss of her child. So encouraging her and reminding her. And there's a story of in 2 Samuel, I believe, with the story of Bathsheba. And this Bible story really helped me in my time of loss, because David and Bathsheba committed sin. As a result, they had a baby, and the baby didn't make it. It died. And David was trying to plead with God, please keep the baby alive, you know, because he knew the baby was going to die, and he was pleading with God that it wouldn't happen, because no parent wants to see their child die. And he was in distraught. He wouldn't come and eat. And all of a sudden, the baby was born, and it didn't live. And then David's demeanor changed, and he started getting ready for supper again. He started coming down and eating again, and his servants were just like, what's going on? How come you've changed all of a sudden? And of course, I'm paraphrasing. And this is what really kept me, is he said, I can't go to my child can't come to me, but one day I'm going to go to my child. And that was exciting to me, because I realized that my baby didn't have to go through all the sadness and hurt of this world, and went immediately into the presence of God. And who better to take care of my child than God Almighty? Because I'm going to fail my child, but God will never fail my child. And if you've had the similar circumstance, remember that God's not going to fail your child. You and I are going to fail each other. And you and I are going to go through hurts of this world. And this baby didn't have to do that. And that right there has helped me, and I hope that will help you. The call-in number is 602-296-3632. What's on your mind? Ladies, do you have anything to add to this? I'm sure you've gone through hurts at some time, or tragedy, or something.
One thing I wanted to add, and this is Susie, by the way, was in response to Candace's answer about prayer and just having someone say, I'm going to pray for you. I think that's awesome. What I would add to that is saying, why not pray for them right then and there? Just out loud, lay hands on them, pray for them. I know when someone's done that for me, it's really helped me in the moment, and it's really powerful when you just pray out loud with them, and they hear your heart, and they hear the truth about God. So that's what I wanted to add.
Yeah, I have experiences when someone passes away, and, you know, people are kind of shy to go up to the person or go visit them at their home to say, you know, I'm sorry that your father, mother, brother, sister, somebody died. One thing is, if that person went to heaven, that's great, but that person that lost that person is sad for being separated. So just to say, well, your loved one is in heaven, really doesn't satisfy the heart. The heart's sad, and I think if you just agree with them that it's very sad, you have a big loss, and you're going to miss this person, and this person meant a lot to you, and we're really sorry that you are separated, and we feel for your grief, and whatever we can do for you, we'll do. We're here for you. We'll watch your children. We'll bring a meal, whatever. That really, I think, it really helps a person more than just saying something positive like, well, they went to heaven.
I think I would agree with that at this point. I'm not an expert, because nobody that close to me, thank God, has passed away, but I would imagine that would be helpful. So, Grace, why don't you give the number out and see if anyone agrees with that, or if they have something else to share?
The call-in number is 602-296-3632.
And we don't have much time, so if you wanted to let me know that you're going to send a donation, a one-time gift, or be a monthly partner, please call in now. You can also check out me on the web at theambermayshow.com. And you can also make your donations there, or you can write me at P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. That's P.O. Box 86474, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. So what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen? This is your time to get something that's been on your heart. And I know you're listening, and I know there's something on your heart. So before the show's over, because it's only a few more minutes left, call in and let me know what's on your mind. And I would agree. I think that when you're going through something hard, the best thing would probably to do is just say, just sympathize with them, say that you understand what they're going through.
Just agree with them, because when you don't agree with them, they feel like, you know, you're against them too. And at that moment, they feel, you know, a lot of people are against them, or the world's against them if they lose someone or lose whatever happens, you know, that something bad happens with their health. You should just agree with them and say, you know what, I'm really sorry, and just kind of sympathize with them, like you guys said.
And maybe showing them the good steward faith, you know, being a friend to them, bringing them over something to eat, because if someone is upset and distraught, the last thing they want to do is really think about cooking a meal. So that's a very brotherly, kind thing to do for someone. That's a good idea.
Sometimes people don't want to talk to you. They pull in and they avoid phone calls. They don't talk to you. They're quiet. You know, just hang in there with them and keep touching them base and checking on them every so often. And then they'll finally start to open up to you, and then they'll be glad that you kept on reaching out to them.
And I'm blessed to have you guys as my family. And if anyone wants to call in, 602-296-3632. Remember, there's only a few more minutes left.
I'd like to share about
Amber
May.
I thought this was coming.
I can't leave the show without talking about Amber. Just because I've known her all her life, and I want to let the audience out there know that as a little girl, she would recite every single thing on TV, every show, every song, everything she heard on the radio. She just would recite it like her memory had no end. And then later she would take a microphone and start singing into it. And then when she was a teenager, she had her own public television show on the public channel. And she organized it, got the people to run the cameras, interviewed bands, whatever, and did her own show, even editing it. Was a rough copy, but, you know, she was on her way. And then she went to ASU and graduated with her communications degree. And here she is at a fine, fine radio station. So she has a lot of her life story, isn't it?
She was born to do it.
Oh, thank you. You know, it's kind of funny because I remember always wanting to be in radio and having my own show. And my parents and my aunt bought me tape recorders. And I used to pretend I was on the radio with my little tape, recording my own little shows with a tape recorder. And, you know, here I am today on the radio, and it's making me sad to think that there might be an end to the show, at least for a while. So if you guys have been blessed at all, I mean, any donation would help. I'm not backed by any corporate sponsors. I don't have a lot of resources, so if you can help, I'd appreciate it. If you don't want to give me your pledge on the air, that's fine. I understand. And if you can't and would like to, but financially you can't, I'd appreciate prayers minimum. I know God's a God of plenty, and he can do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ever think or ask. So by faith, I'm chugging along. So I'm hoping by faith, God will bless me either through my radio audience or some other way, because this is what I like doing. I love being on the radio. I love helping people. I have downloads all the time from my website, and I really enjoy doing it. And when I do hear feedback once in a while, it means so much to me that God's using me to help somebody. I'm just a normal person. I'm nothing that special. You know, I'm not anyone except someone being used by God, and that means a lot to me. And we have a caller on the line. Caller, do you want to share what's on your heart?
Hey, Art.
Yeah, I was just listening to your show. I'm a first-time listener. I was just getting interested in what you were talking about, and when someone's family member passed away. My dad just passed away in March, and I was really hurting because he died in my arms.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was hard because people were telling me, you know, just rejoice, he's in heaven.
Yes.
Don't cry, you know. get happy, you know, he's in a better place, you know, but it was difficult, you know, it was hard to get in that position, you know. It was just hard, you know, and I just want to thank you, you know, for bringing up that subject, you know.
What would have been a more helpful thing for people to tell you?
To have told me, you know, we understand, you know, how you're feeling, you know, and we'll cry with you, or, you know, we're right here for you, you know, or just to hug me, you know.
Yeah, I think to cry is the best thing. Just let it all out, you know.
Yeah, because I know Jesus cried at Lazarus' burial, you know, at the tomb, you know, Jesus shed tears, you know, and it was difficult, you know. I wanted to rejoice. I wanted to, you know, say, yeah, Dad's in heaven and everything, you know, but I had so many flashbacks, you know, of watching him die in my arms, you know, and it was just difficult, you know.
Wow. That'd be hard, and I wish I had the words of wisdom to tell you, but there's nothing I could say right now to take that pain away from you, except, you know, I feel for you. My heart definitely goes out to you, and I want to thank you so much, for Art, for calling. I hope you'll tune in next Tuesday at 4 p.m. You can also catch me on the web at ambermayshow.com. Thank you so much. It was a blessing to have you call in.
Thank you, Amber.
Bye-bye, Art.
Bye-bye.
So I think you were right, Mom. I think what you said about that really speaks numbers. People just want to know that you're hearing them. That's what people want to know. They just want to know that you're there for them. That, not advice. I don't think advice when someone's going through tragedy, just learn to the tragedy, is the best thing to do. I think that just letting them know you're there for them.
I think the worst thing to do is just to try and make them try and figure it out and everything and make it better.
You can't.
I agree. And you know what? Instead of thinking about just yourself, number one, look out for number two, because eventually number two will look out for you.